This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com/contact. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, or future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap has written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life, and they're all available there at the website. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page, which again is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. If you have a Bible, please open it now to the New Testament and to the third book, the Gospel of Luke. Then turn to chapter 11 and hear this interaction between Jesus and His disciples. And it came about during His being in a certain place praying that when He ceased, a certain one of His disciples said to Him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples." And He said to them, "Whenever you pray, say, 'Father, let Your name be treated as holy. Let Your kingdom come. Be giving us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also are forgiving everyone being indebted to us. And do not bring us into a temptation.' And He said to them, 'Which of you will have a friend and will go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because my friend came to me from a journey and I do not have what I will need to set before him." And that one, having responded from inside, says, "Do not be causing me troubles. The door has already been locked and my children are in bed with me. I am not able, having arisen, to give it to you." I say to you, even though he will not, having arisen, give it to him, because of being his friend, yet because of his shamelessness he will, having been raised, give it to him as much as he needs. And I say to you, be asking, and it will be given to you. Be seeking, and you will find. Be knocking, and it will be opened to you. For everyone asking receives, and the one seeking finds, and to the one knocking it will be opened." I begin and end each of these Vision for Christ broadcasts with a prayer to God. The reason I pray is to adore God and His Son Jesus Christ, to keep the lines of communication open and free between God and I, and to receive the divine blessings I need to do His work. Prayer is the method of communication that the Lord has given to us so that we may communicate with Him at all times. What a privilege! We talk to our parents, our bosses, our friends, and many others. How much more important and valuable is it to talk to our Heavenly Father, who hears and answers? "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." That's Psalm 91:15. "And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear." That's Isaiah 65:24. And, as we just heard, this one from Matthew 7:7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." In the Word of God, we clearly see that He eagerly waits for our prayers and anticipates answering. Prayer is essential to a vibrant, living Christian life. As we learn in John chapter 15, our spiritual strength comes through our connection to God. I like the ACTS method of prayer, A-C-T-S, with each letter of that word standing as an acronym for what comes next, such as A is for adoration. Begin your prayers with praise to God for who He is and the salvation He has provided. And then C, in the word ACTS, is for confession. Confess your sins to God as soon as you are aware that you have sinned. Psalm 66:18 tells us, "If I had known of any sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened to me." And then T in the word ACTS is for thanksgiving. Thank God always for even the smallest blessings He has given you. Each breath you inhale comes from God. Each day of life is a gift from God. Thank Him for all of your blessings. And then finally, S is for supplication, which is a fancy word for asking. Ask God to help others to know Jesus as their Savior. Ask God to provide for some physical need like food, housing, or healing, or whatever else is on your heart. When you pray, you have to pray in faith and not doubt. This is a key point. James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, "You must have faith as you ask Him. You must not doubt. Anyone who doubts is like a wave which is pushed around by the sea. Such a man will get nothing from the Lord. The man who has two ways of thinking changes in everything he does." Many people ask, "Is there a prayer I can pray that will guarantee my salvation?" It is important to remember that salvation is not received by reciting a prayer or uttering certain words. The Bible nowhere records that someone received salvation by saying a prayer. Saying a prayer is not the biblical way of salvation. The biblical method of salvation is faith in Jesus Christ. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." Salvation is gained by faith, Ephesians 2 and verse 8, by receiving Jesus as Savior and by fully trusting Jesus alone. Let's look at some related scriptures about this. John 1:12 says, "But to all who have received Him, those who believe in His name, He has given the right to become the children of God." Acts 4:12 tells us, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among people by which we must be saved." The biblical message of salvation is simple and clear and amazing at the same time. We have all committed sin against God. Romans 3:23 affirms that. Other than Jesus Christ, there is no one who has lived an entire life without sinning. Ecclesiastes 7:20. Because of our sin, we have earned judgment from God. See Romans 6:23. And that judgment is physical death followed by spiritual death. Because of our sin and its deserved punishment, there is nothing we can do on our own to make ourselves right with God. Nothing. As a result of His love for us, God became a human being in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a perfect life and always taught the truth. However, humanity rejected Jesus and put Him to death by crucifying Him. Through that horrible act, Jesus died in our place. Jesus took the burden and judgment of sin on Himself, and He died in our place. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Jesus was then resurrected. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, proving that His payment for sin was sufficient and that He had overcome sin and death. As a result of the sacrifice of Jesus, God offers us salvation as a gift. God calls us all to change our minds about Jesus, Acts 17:30, and to receive Him as the full payment of our sins, 1 John 2:2. Salvation is gained by receiving the gift God offers us, not by praying a prayer. Now, that does not mean prayer cannot be involved in receiving salvation. If you understand the gospel, believe it to be true, and have accepted Jesus as your salvation, it is good and appropriate to express that faith to God in prayer. Absolutely. Communicating with God through prayer can be a way to progress from accepting facts about Jesus to fully trusting in Him as Savior. Prayer can be connected to the act of placing your faith in Jesus alone for salvation. Again, though it is crucially important that you do not base your salvation on having said a prayer, reciting a prayer cannot save you. If you want to fully receive the salvation that is available through Jesus, you just place your faith in Him. Fully trust His death as the sufficient sacrifice for your sins. Completely rely on Him alone as your Savior. That is the biblical method of salvation. If you have received Jesus as your Savior, by all means, say a prayer to God. Tell God how thankful you are for Jesus. Offer praise to God for His love and sacrifice. Thank Jesus for dying for your sins and providing salvation for you. That is the biblical connection between salvation and prayer. So, I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join with me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. And you'll find that address at our website, too. Our internet address is slightly changed to make it easier for you to write to us through the website. It is gospel2africa.com/contact, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. We have links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page. You can find our Facebook page at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address, again, is gospel2africa.com/contact. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We so enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. And our internet address is gospel2africa.com/contact, and that is gospel2africa.com/contact. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a living, loving, intimate relationship. Our closing verse today is Romans 10, verses 9, 10, and 13. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and thus has righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses and thus has salvation. The scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.